Swan and I tried to speak softly. The echoes had been little more than ghostly whispers, although extremely busy even at that level.
"Keep it down," One Eye said. "What are you doing, little girl? You don't have any idea what you're dealing with here."
He had gotten past Swan somehow and was headed my way. He was awfully damned spry for a 200-year-old stroke victim. This business had him truly excited. That left me suspicious. But I had no time to try reasoning out what angle the man might have. I looked into another pair of eyes, these belonging to a long, bony, pallid man who had to be the sorcerer Long Shadow. Long Shadow was a prisoner of the company. He had been brought along because neither Croker nor Lady trusted anyone else to guard him, and he could not be exterminated because the health of the Shadow Gate, insofar as they had known, was dependent upon his continued well-being. And well that they had been so distrustful. It would be a much different and more terrible world if the Shadow Master had been left behind to tinker at whatever wickedness took his fancy. Soulcatcher's evil was capricious and unfocused. Long Shadow's malice and insanity were deep and abiding. That insanity stared out of his eyes right then. On my mental checklist, I made a tick that meant this one would stay right where he was. Others might have plans for him, but they were not in charge. If we could work out how to strengthen our world's Shadowgate, maybe we could even execute him. I continued moving, working my silent triage, constantly bemused because there were so many faces that I did not recognize. A lot of men who had enlisted while I was away from the center of the action. Oh, darn!
What?
One Eye was only a few steps behind me, gaining ground fast. His voice seemed to rattle as it echoed. It's Weezer. The stasis didn't take for him. One Eye grunted, evidently indifferent. Old Weezer came from the same tribe One Eye did, although Weezer was more than a century younger than the wizard. There had never been any affection between them.
He had a better run than he deserved.
Weezer had been old and dying of consumption when he joined the company during its passage southward decades ago. And he had continued to survive despite his infirmities, and despite all the trials the company had endured. Here's Candles and Cletus. They're gone too. And a couple of Nuang Bo, and two Shadar I don't recognize. Something happened here. This makes seven dead men, all in a clump.
Don't move, little girl. Don't touch anything before I have a chance to look it over.
I froze. It was time to acknowledge his expertise. Chapter 85. I haven't found them yet, I snapped at Sara and the Radisha. I don't want to go any farther if One Eye can't assure me that I'm not going to kill somebody just by being here. Against all advice, those two had pushed as far forward as I would let them go. I could understand that they wanted to see their husbands and brothers and boyfriends, but they ought to have sense enough to restrain themselves until we knew what we could.